from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey fire officials say the Jones Road wildfire in Ocean County is now 65% contained, with 15,300 acres burned. A smoke advisory remains in effect for Ocean County, with Lacey and Ocean Townships considered the most affected by the smoke. Residents in both townships remain on high alert while fire crews continue to battle the blaze. People with respiratory conditions are advised to keep windows closed and limit their outdoor activity. Since the COVID pandemic, federal student loan borrowers have been mostly protected from the harshest of consequences of not paying back their loans, but all of that ends on May 5th. The feds will be sending out emails, phone calls, or direct mail regarding payments. Eric Sturkin, co-founder of credit repair firm Better Qualified in West Long Branch, says communication is important.
Work out a plan. There's going to be several different plans, I think, as far as minimums that you can make. But you don't want it to go to collections. You don't want that to show up on your credit report. It's an installment loan. They're painful if you do go late. So keep them current.
He says borrowers who miss their payments for 270 days risk having their paychecks garnished, so set aside some money now. Not paying back student loans is the surest way to damage your credit rating, which can lead to higher interest and mortgage rates down the line. A body was discovered in a vehicle submerged in a retention basin in Manalapan Saturday afternoon, according to police. Just before 2 p.m., police arrived at the area off Comtois Road after a report of a car in the water with its front end submerged and an open trunk visible above the water. Divers found the rear window smashed and a pair of boat shoes in the trunk, CBS reports. The identity of the person inside has not been disclosed. New Jerseyans have less than 2 weeks to go before the federal government's deadline to have a real ID kick in to travel starting on May 7th. Transportation Security Administration spokesperson Lisa Farbstein says travelers will need to have a real ID compliant driver's license to take domestic flights.
They do not have a real ID license. We need them to bring another form of acceptable ID, such as a passport, global entry card, something of that nature. We have the list of other acceptable IDs on the TSA website at TSA.gov.
The TSA says those passengers that do not present a real ID or another acceptable form of identification can expect significant delays, additional screening, and the possibility of being denied access through airport checkpoints. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Couple of gorgeous days ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The forecast for the first half of this work week looks fantastic. The second half will turn a bit unsettled. So today, beautiful spring day with sunshine, dry weather, and mild high temperatures, about 70 to 75 degrees this afternoon. Enjoy it. Tonight will be clear and cool. Lows fall to around 50. Tomorrow gets even warmer, though, 75 to 80. Breezier, with mostly to partly sunny skies. And then on Wednesday, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds. Highs still in the 70s for most, although a little cooler, 60s to the north. A stray shower is possible on Wednesday, too. From the PSE&G Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Piscataway is 60, Point Pleasant 61, Camden is also 61. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.